For years, Indianapolis's housing agency has struggled to serve thousands of local low-income residents who need stable housing. For people with disabilities, the systemic issues can be amplified. WFYI's Aubriana Heron reports the barriers that people face are varied and persistent.
With a cane in his right hand, 60-year-old Clifton Jordan walked up to the podium at a recent IHA board meeting. He asked for two things from the agency: better security and parking accommodations at the John Barton Annex apartment complex.
I'm an amputee above the knee, and I still get out and work. Come in at 11:10, and it's full, and I have to park all the way in the back.
IHA's mission to aid low-income families, seniors, and persons with disabilities in Indianapolis has been mired by years of mismanagement and dysfunction. A federal takeover of the agency a year ago has resulted in little change. The waitlist to get a housing voucher is currently closed, and people can wait well over a year to get assistance. In addition, IHA has not awarded any new non-elderly disabled vouchers and has sunset its homeless preference voucher distribution. People with disabilities have consistently had to overcome additional barriers in order to obtain affordable and accessible housing in Indianapolis. Amy Nelson, the executive director of the Fair Housing Center of Central Indiana, says in other cities, housing authorities are able to effectively provide services to low-income residents without creating hurdles.
The voucher program helps those who are most vulnerable to being homeless in our community, and it needs to function correctly, as it does in cities all across America.
If someone with a disability is able to get a voucher, they are not guaranteed housing. A 2014 study from the Fair Housing Center of Central Indiana shows an 82% refusal rate of people with vouchers, and in predominantly white areas, that rate went up to 90%. Newly appointed IHA CEO, Evonda Bean, says the agency serves nearly 20,000 marginalized families in Indianapolis, and a decline in federal support has influenced property upkeep.
What's made it a little more challenging to address the deferred maintenance needs that exist at all of our properties, and that's across the country. It's not specific to IHA.
An analysis done by the Joint Center for Housing Studies states that less than 4% of housing units nationwide are considered livable for people with disabilities. In the late 1980s, amendments to the Federal Fair Housing Act added basic accessibility requirements for housing units built after 1991. The problem, Nelson says, is that for anything built before that date, there are exceptions.
That's a lot of housing, particularly older housing. Housing that's probably going to be more affordable, that is then not available to those who might have any kind of mobility-based impairment as a result.
Landlords are legally required to provide people with disabilities reasonable accommodations, a rule or a structural change to ensure a unit is functional. But different types of disabilities require different modifications, and some landlords may ignore requests. Longtime voucher holder Christina Hornaday Albert had asked for grab bars to be installed in her shower. The lack of modifications resulted in a fall that injured her in February 2024. She says she was stuck in the bathtub for 2 hours with a broken tibia.
And that was one of the big reasons why my landlord just doesn't want to, you know, renew my lease, because she doesn't want the liability anymore.
Hornaday Alberts has since filed a complaint against IHA, citing multiple Fair Housing Act violations. That's one way that people with disabilities can try to reconcile public housing issues, but it can be a long, expensive process. People with disabilities like Clifton Jordan, who receive housing through IHA, keep showing up to board meetings asking for improvements.
I've been there for 7 years, and I haven't seen any changes yet. And I hope that we can get some changes.
IHA continues to fund vouchers that have already been issued and house people in properties across the city. I'm Aubriana Heron.